Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We have a special treat today. Everyone knows what today is, right? What's today? Go ahead. Veterans Day. That's one thing it is. Yes, it is Veterans Day. And we're going to pray about that in a little bit. What else is today?
The youth group breakfast.
That's right. So it's Youth Sunday today, right? So earlier today, those of you that were here, we had a great blessing. We got to hear Alex Iacometis say the adult sermon. And in just a few seconds, we're going to have Lauren Dionisio offer to you guys the children's sermon today. So how are we going to behave during the children's sermon?
Good.
Everyone say it together. Lucia, how are we going to behave?
Good.
That's right. We're going to use our listening and our listening eyes, right? Because that makes, okay, good. All right, Lauren,
okay.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, good morning, everybody. So my name is Lauren, and today I'm going to talk with you all about today's Bible story. So our story today is about Abraham, Sarah, and their son. And does anybody know what Abraham and Sarah's son's name is? Anybody? Yes. Isaac, yes, correct. Okay, so in the story today, God asked Abraham to do something very, very difficult, and that was to actually give up his son Isaac, who Abraham loved more than anything in this world. So this was really testing Abraham's faith in God. But Abraham trusted in God even though he didn't know God's plan for him, and even though he didn't understand it, and even though he was confused. And in the end, because Abraham listened to God, his son Isaac was saved. And so I have some visuals that I brought to help you guys better understand the message of this story. So I have a question. Who here has like a favorite toy or a favorite stuffed animal? Yes, what do you have? Your favorite cheetah. Awesome. Anybody else? Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, that's so cute. Awesome. Okay, well, I brought along one of my favorite toys from when I was little. And I loved stuffed animals when I was little. They were a huge part of my life, and I couldn't imagine ever having to give them up or having a childhood without them because I love them so, so much. And I also brought along something that now that I'm older, I use a lot, and something that I think a lot of people today, especially in my generation, couldn't imagine giving up. So think about how hard it would be if God asked you to give up any of these things in your life. So you can imagine how hard it was for Abraham to give up his most favorite thing in the world, his son Isaac. And so it just goes to show that even when God's plan doesn't make sense to us, we always need to trust in him, and we have to have faith that things will work out. And so if there's anything that you guys are worried about, maybe it's at school or just anything that might cause you to worry, that's when we need to pray to God and have faith when we're nervous or scared, like Abraham, and we need to know that God will help us through things and that we always need to put our faith and trust in him. So, yes. Yes.
That was awesome. Well
thank
done.
You.
God
thank
bless you.
You.
Very good. So again, I just want to thank all of our kids, especially so far our two preachers today. Lauren did a fabulous job. Alex
thank
did a
you.
Wonderful job as well. I have one more thing I want to do with all of our kids. It is extremely important that we do one more thing, that we remember to pray. As all of our adults know, there are a lot of struggles that will come upon these kids. We can see in the world right now all of the dangers. We see all the things in the news and all the sadness that is going around. So it is imperative, underline, boldface, imperative that we remember to raise up these kids first of all in prayer. So what I want to do now is actually, don't leave, Lauren.
Oh, okay.
I want all of our kids, even the little ones back there that are being held by their yayas or their mommies, and the ones up top over there, I want everyone to come down, and I want all the kids to come on the soleas with me. So altar boys, everybody, come on up here. All of them, right here. Yep, there you go, Papu. Everybody bring the babies too. All right. I want all of you to get nice and close to Father Larry, okay? Yeah. You're close enough, Lucia. Thank you. And you too, Jackson. You're plenty close. Thank you. All right, we have all of our babies and all of our kids?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Let us pray to the Lord. O God, our Heavenly Father, who loves mankind and are most merciful and compassionate, have mercy upon the youth of our parish, for whom we humbly pray to you, and commend them to your gracious protection. O God, be their guide and guardian in all their endeavors. Lead them in the path of your truth and draw them near to you, that they may lead a godly and righteous life in your love and fear, doing your will in all matters. Give them grace, that they may be temperate, industrious, diligent, devout, and charitable. Defend them against the assaults of the enemy, and grant them wisdom and strength to resist all temptation and corruption of this life, and direct them in the way of salvation. Through the intercessions of his Holy Mother and all thy blessed saints, for to you belong all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and on to the ages of ages. May our Lord continue to bless our youth, and may he also continue to bless us, that we may continue to help raise fine young Orthodox Christians. God bless you all. Please go back to your seats.